Inside the cave, Ballas had been stuck in the tunnel, badly burnt. The maddened snake freed itself, retreating from the inferno. The giant reptile coiled like a corkscrew, writhing madly in the throes of a macabre death dance. It thrashed about, heedless of what was happening. The massive slab of rock fell from the ceiling, striking the cavern floor with an ear-splitting slam. Cackling, screeching and hissing, the remaining birds and reptiles scattered for safety. There was, however, no place left to go as their world collapsed over them, bringing the entire cave ceiling with it, stalactites, earth, roots and rocks. The sycamore trunk plunged down. It struck the eyeless doom-white statue, driving it deep into the boiling pool. Scalding green sulphur water vomited forth to be met by gushing torrents from the overflowing lake in the rear cavern. Under tremendous pressure, it was forced through the tunnel, picking up speed in the narrow passage. The thundering mass smashed through the firewall. The watchers on the hilltop and those on the ground below were witness to an unbelievable sight. A veritable river of steaming mud and stone shot forth across the stream into the woodland, demolishing several trees in its path. It ran on for quite a while before it slackened off. Now there was just a slow-moving ooze issuing from the tunnel. From both sides, creatures ventured gingerly forth to stand either side of the morass. Every beast was at a loss for words, with the exception of Gobbo.
"Yow! Wow! Whoa! I never saw nothing like that in me bloomin' life! Never!"
For once, Nocho did not cuff or silence his astounded offspring.
"You're right there, me old son."
With the mole and the helpers trailing her, Zoran joined the others at the awesome scene. Bisky clasped their paw.
"You did it, Marm! By thunder, you did it!"
The black otter pointed to Bosey, Spingo and Frub.
"We did it. I could not have done it without my friends."
Bosey was about to start speech-making when he was halted by a sucking noise and a faint plop from the tunnel mouth. He recoiled in horrified disgust.
"Good grief! 'Tis the old monster himself!"
Practically filling the width of the tunnel mouth, the swollen carcass of Ballas oozed slowly out into the light of day. It slid forth, coated in mud and slime, far more revolting in death than it had been in life. Gobbo prodded it with a stick.
"Any beast fancy a cob of roasted reptoid?"
This time it was Bosey who took the liberty of cuffing his ear.
"Ah, come away from that thing. You might catch a plague by even touching it."
Nocho winked at the hare.
"Thank you, sir. Feel free to give the wretch a slap any time you like. It'll save the wear and tear on my old paws."
Surclaw watched the waste matter run out to its trickle, commenting with solid mole sense.
"Given a couple of seasons, 'twill all go a-mingling with East Stream. There'll be a girt, fine watery meadow all round here, peaceable with watery lilies and flowers, dragonflies, fishes too. You will see. This will be a nice place for ye to visit."
Zoran sat down on a rock, staring out at the spreading mess as it joined with the stream. The black otter bowed her head, speaking slowly.
"It would be pleasant to see. I will visit here some day to relive my memories."
Bisky held out his paw to her.
"We'll come with you, friend. Come on, let's go out now to Redwall Abbey. We need an otter lady there."